Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time, and that means it is time again for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. We're going to bring in Ty in a minute. He's live in the Auto Transport parking lot. I think he's talking to somebody, too. So that's going to be pretty cool. We have a special guest also today, Alan Rhodes of 74 Auto. And that was a recommendation. We'll get to that, too. This is so cool. This is going to be a great show. So do me a favor. We're going to be live for another 30 minutes. So go ahead and hit that like button. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And share this, man. Click share. Click copy. Grab that YouTube link. Text it. Email it. Share it on social media. We're going to be live for another 30 minutes. Are you interested in picking up in-op cars? Or maybe you're not. You're positive you're not. This is going to be a great show. You're going to want to check it out. And also, go to autotransportintel.com. Click on sign up. Become an ATI insider. Get in touch with Ty. Grow your business. Ask questions. You got some hard questions? You got some stumpers? Or you're positive you know how you're going to make fistfuls of cash? You want to talk to Ty. Just double check that. And do me a favor, jump in the live chat. Please do say hello. We got John at Finest Towing Recovery. He loves in-op cars. Bring them on. Oh no, Ty's asking what's an in-op. And Vistaga is looking for Ty's email address, so I shared it, put it in there. Okay, let's do it. Let's bring in Ty. Let's not waste any more time. Ty, can you see us and hear us okay?
Yeah, I can see you. My audio on my phone's bad, so if I don't hear you, that's on me, not on you. Okay. But I'm at a special location today. I'm really excited. I'm pumped, man. I'm at the Copart Kansas City. Look, watch.
Ooh.
Transport parking lot in Copart.
Oh, Copart Kansas City. How cool. Wow, yeah, that's a great
idea. Whenever you pull in, show them that picture I sent you. This is really cool.
Okay, so let's see. We got... Okay, that is the 74. Oh, here we go. Okay, so is what's going on here?
I don't know. It looks like they need sub haulers.
Oh. Sub haulers wanted. What? Apply inside. So what happens if you go inside and what do? You say, "Hi, I'm a sub hauler."
I don't know, but I'm in the transport parking lot. We've got Alan. Have you talked about Alan, our buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, should we bring
Who's
him
Alan?
In? Alan Rhodes.
Yeah, bring him in.
Yeah, let's bring him in. Okay, that's we're bringing in. I'll stop that share. Oh, now. We are bringing in Alan Rhodes of 74 Auto, and we're going to talk about picking up in-op cars. Why or why not? Alan, can you see us and hear us okay?
Yes, I sure can. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, thanks for joining us today. Do me a favor, Alan. Please say hello to the live Auto Transport Intel audience and tell us a little bit more about you and your business.
Sure. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Yeah. So, I mean, we've been in the salvage game for about 20 years. I mean, I started when I was about 19 years old, and we pretty much have businesses that swallow everything underneath what a franchise dealer would buy. So anything with one damaged fender to the only thing that's good is a fender. We have a salvage yard. We park cars out. We sell repairables. We sell cars with damage history. We have, you know, four dealerships around the country that sell, you know, turnkey cars that have bad history. At this location here, we do salvage. We have salvage yard, and then we do repairables. So we sell a couple hundred cars a month out of here. They come in damaged, and they leave damaged, and bought direct from insurance companies, from auctions, lease companies, direct from consumers. Spent 20 years making connections to source them, so they come from all over.
So I'm going to share your website because, right, we're getting acclimated. You just joined us live, and thank you so much for doing that. Okay,
yeah,
so we're talking about so this is on the screen, 74auto.com. This is your business?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're in Missouri, right?
Yeah, Sykeson, Missouri, about 2 hours south of St. Louis.
Right. Okay, 2 hours south of St. Louis, and you're a dealer. Are you a dealer?
Are considered a dealer, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of, what'd you say, not whole cars? Something like
that. Yeah, anything that falls basically what we call outside of the whole car space, which is just the normal car space, you know, salvage, repairable, rebuilt titles, bad history. You know, we'll buy something with a bad Carfax, something that, you know, the typical dealer is not going to want, that's going to be discounted because of the history. That's pretty much the space we play in.
And what's interesting, I mean, you got a lot of vehicles on here. Yeah, I mean, other than... what, a few missing exterior parts and there maybe some interior damage. Are these run and drives? Yeah,
most of these will run and drive. That's what we try to do when they come here. We take the mechanical risk out for the buyer in most cases when we can. So we bring them here, basically try to enable them limp around on and off a trailer so that when we deliver, they go in a container for export, that they will drive into the container. So that doesn't always happen, but that's what we try to do here.
Okay, cool. All right, so cool. So Ty's at a Copart. You're at your business.
Yep.
And we are talking about picking up in-op cars. I mean, it seems like you've got a lot of information. You're very passionate about this business. And but we also know that some folks shy away from picking up in-op cars.
Yep.
So let's talk about that. Why? I think you said something. Let's do it this way. You said, you know, we have good paying loads, and
yeah,
we provide your information.
Yep.
Pick up our cars.
Yeah, they want to pick up cars for a good rate, and we want cars picked up and are willing to pay a good rate. So we just need to kind of bridge the gap on the information, I think, and inform them of some of these loads are really no different than regular loads. But I think sometimes one bad experience might kill a whole company off from doing it again. So just inform, you know, and get dispatchers to really reach out, find out what type of vehicle it is, the damage that's on it, what it's going to be like to get loaded. At the rates we're paying are over normal car rates, right? So it's good paying loads, and a lot of times it can work out in the favor of the driver. Most of our stuff is going to be fork on, fork off. We have the same loaders that the auctions use. We have three of them here. So, you know, the car is forked on and it's forked off, and the drivers don't touch a ramp. You know, they don't have to move the two cars behind it. We understand they're not going to want to haul a car that looked like it rolled down a cliff, right, with pieces falling off. But a lot of our cars, as you can see from what, they're not like that. You know, maybe you have to tie a hood, and that's pretty much going to be the gist of it. So we're willing to pay good money to get these loaded, and I feel like there's definitely some type of disconnect there that you know, maybe we can fix today for some of the people watching the show.
That was one of the things that impressed me. You've got the big forklifts.
Yes,
as a dispatcher, when they say, yeah, it's fork on, fork off, we have a forklift, and then the driver gets there, and it's like one of those little things to move, like...
Yeah. That happens to us, too, sometimes when we ship one out to the port, and they say they have a forklift.
Forklift. That's
we have three-wheel loaders like that, yes. Uh-huh. We know exactly what they will and won't pick up. Been there, tried it.
All right, so... We pay good rates. We have real forklifts. Our loads are real.
Yes.
So you were talking about, though, like storage fees and whatnot. This is where, right, you know how this goes. Tell us more about, like,
how the storage works and why it can be a problem.
Yes.
For the drivers.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so with the accounting software or the programs that, you know, the auctions use, it accrues storage every day. And sometimes they're not going to let you pick it up unless the storage is paid. So if they're sitting there early on the East Coast, say we're not open, a lot of times they will have to call and tell us, hey, there's storage, or maybe they can let us know ahead of time. The problem is, even if I pay that storage the day before, I know they're going to be there. Guess what happens the next day? It's on there again. So it does no benefit to pay until right before the driver gets there. So either communication of, hey, we're on our way, or, you know, something along those lines, that's how you solve that problem. But it can't be solved ahead of time. It's not. It has to be basically a proactive situation before they get to the yard of where we know. Because the problem is sometimes drivers are late, right? And that's just, we're not probably going to pay a load when you say you're going to be there. Like, you're going to have to tell us you're going to be there, because let's be realistic. A lot of times it may be a day late, right? And then if I paid it that day, then I'm paying it the next day, right? And then I've got two accounting entries to enter then as well, right? And I'm trying to match up two payments and keep our books straight. So just again, communication between our company and the carrier on when they're real times on when they're going to be there. So you can, you know, communicate through dispatching platforms a little easier, like Super Dispatch and things like that. Email, you know, we have landline texting. I mean, we make it easy to get a hold of us. you know.
And I know in Repossession, where they talk about trying to use technology to help with those communication gaps, overpayment problems, scheduling issues.
Yeah.
Do you have to have appointments and stuff?
So the yards are requiring appointments now. And I mean, it is a problem at the yards. There are sometimes wait periods of a couple hours. We are very in tune with the main auctions. We communicate with them regularly. We give them feedback. We help them. And it's something that they're working on, but you know, Mannheims are no different sometimes. So that is a problem. I mean, they are trying to address it. They are having a shortage of workers, I'm sure, like everyone else. So there are going to be wait times at the auctions, and they are doing the best that they can do to limit that. But it definitely happens.
The appointment time stuff, I really dislike that. I understand, you know, it's hard, right? Because yeah. When you're on the road, I don't know how you schedule appointments. I've always wondered how logistically that's supposed to happen. Yeah.
Not precisely.
No, I mean, exactly.
And give a
precisely.
Range, and what good is that? You know,
exactly. And even like a 2-hour window to a transporter, a 2-hour window is pretty tight.
Exactly. You know, and they're logging times and things like that. They're e-logging. I mean, you're right. It can cause a lot of problems.
All right. So also, we're gonna keep the party going. I think Ty made a new friend out at the Copart already. Big shocker.
hey buddy.
Vorkar. Yeah, so who did you meet out there? Let's keep this going.
His name's John, and he might be friends with he might know Alan. He's in Sherwood. Hey John, are you watching still? Come on out. I got him in the truck, subscribe.
Want to nice.
Introduce him to everybody. he's a dealer.
Gotcha.
John. This is John. Are you watching?
Yeah, I'm watching.
Did you see Alan? Yeah. So you're a dealer. You come up and get your own, right?
Yeah, I come up over here and pick up my car.
What's the name of your dealer?
Woody Auto Sale.
Woody Auto Sale. Do you have a problem if you need a transport guy?
No.
I just
come over here and get it myself.
You should want to bring something with you, right?
Yeah, I want to bring something. If I could find something I could bring with me, I could
make some money.
Yeah.
Have you ever started Central Dispatch?
No. I've heard about them, but, you know, I don't know how to get inside there.
Yeah. Do you buy online?
Yeah, I buy online with Coupon.
Okay, Coupon. Yeah. So
I buy with Coupon, and I really wanted to get it with Odessa.
Odessa?
Yeah, I want to get it with Odessa, which I've not gone there to register water.
You need to. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're learning. Alan's down in Sykes. Remember I told you earlier?
Yes.
74, right?
Yep.
And Alan has a problem getting carriers to come and pick his stuff up.
Where he is?
Sykes, Missouri.
Missouri.
That's over by St. Louis. Down
over there by St. Louis.
In between St. Louis and, say, Nashville. That way. Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah, he's not too far from here.
No, I'm
4 hours.
Yeah, from Tennessee.
It's
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
I buy from Nashville sometimes.
Sometimes? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Well,
thanks for your time and thanks for watching. Watch the channel. We'll keep hooking up.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All
right. Awesome.
That's John.
Okay, that's John. Cool. John of Woody
John
Auto
needs
Sales.
To get cars to come up. But anyway, so far, it's this place is really hopping. I don't know if you can tell or not.
Yeah, I mean, most of those yards are selling, you know, 5-6, or the big yards, 500-600, you know, a week. So maybe even if they're selling 200 or 300, you count that 5 days a week. They're moving cars in and out every 10 minutes, you know. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Look at that. Have you guys seen all the action behind me?
Yeah, they're coming in and going out.
It's crazy. These guys are hopping.
It's a red
kind of dusty
stream
out here. Do you know anybody inside, Alan?
Which yard are you at?
Copart KC.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. No, most of our people are at corporate that we work with.
See, my theory has always been that the auctions, it doesn't matter which one, I can complain about all of them, but somehow they forget that we're part of the dealer network, meaning we're not here to really mess your day up or mess with you. We just want to get the car so we can get it to you. And then we run into all these rules and all these problems that we don't even know anything about. We just want a car and leave.
Yeah, I understand. You go to get a heavy and they won't load it. They won't pick it up with the forklift. You've got to coordinate getting a rollback. Yes, we've run into that all the time.
Is there a way to get the auctions to pay a little bit of attention? Maybe try to help everybody, or is it just all about money for them?
Well, wow, Ty. Ty's like, boom. So he has a business to run, right?
We work pretty closely with the auctions, and I mean, we can definitely give some feedback to the people that need and can make decisions on that. So
I mean, there's definite troubleshooting gray area, isn't there?
There is, you know, yeah. And I mean, we run the same loaders they have. We have the same exact loaders. We know what they pick up. We know what they safely pick up. And, you know, they just sometimes the auctions won't pick up things that could easily be picked up, right? With a $200,000 wheel loader, right? That is more than capable from a weight capacity to pick that up and load it, but they won't do it, right? They have the rule. They set the line. It's over the weight. They're not going to do it. You've got to coordinate a rollback. You've got to, you know, the driver's there forever. He's having to pay the rollback, or we're paying with a credit card. It is a mess. I don't think they have a solution for that right now, and I don't know that they will come up with one, but it is a problem. And we just pay extra on those loads. That's how we handle it. We know when we go into it and we go to buy it that shipping is going to cost more money and that we're going to pay less money for the car to offset that.
You guys seeing all this stuff behind me?
Yeah, it's nonstop. That's how it is here on our lot.
I mean, you are, man. You are in – so it's dusty and they're constantly moving. When was the sale? Do we know?
Yeah, how many do they run a week? What's the average?
At that sale, I think it's 600 or 700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, who buys from Inop? Who buys Inops from Copart? I was thinking, you know, salvage yards buy a lot. Are you a salvage yard?
We do salvage as well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, salvage dealers that deal
on the lot that you're at, there's 7,500 cars on that Silly's lot right now.
How many acres is this place? Quite a few, right?
Yeah, it's quite a few.
So if I want a car, I don't just pull in here and go get it, right? I have to, it's like everything else.
Right.
You have to have a gate pass?
Yes. Yeah, you'll have to, no, you don't and have to have a gate pass. You have to have a lot number. You have to have
a buyer number.
Yeah.
Which is another thing when booking loads. And that was one thing we talked about. Alan, you're on top of your game on the dispatching side. So, right.
Yeah. I mean, probably have 60 loads posted right now, like right now in and out of here, going to us and then leaving our facility. So there's a good 60 loads posted right now.
That's what, to have you on the show today was great, is that we know that we like to feature folks that are they understand the complexity of auto transport, and they're not dropping the ball into the laps of the logistics folks to try to figure it out. One of the things that makes us crazy on Dispatching Live on Thursdays is companies that I can't figure it out, but they're getting business, but then they're totally dropping the ball on the dispatch side, and you can't do that.
No, I agree. You know, and for us, we're transparent with the trucking companies. If we call one and we're like, man, that one's kind of a basket case. It's a parts car. It's in a lot of pieces. But I don't want you to show up and not get it. That doesn't do me any good either, right? So we need to tell you exactly, hey, this one, it's going to require a little more work. We're paying a little more money. Do you want to get it or do you not? It's just communication, you know, and sometimes they will for the money we pay and sometimes they won't, but it doesn't do us any good either for you to drive 3 hours out of your way and not pick up a car, because at the end of the day, I need the car. So it's just communication, like, hey, that one's not very bad. It's worth it to go get it. We're paying $1.30 a mile, you know? We've shipped some stuff in close lately. We deal with some exotic cars as well. And I mean, we pay as much for our in-ops as we do for our enclosed cars. It's pretty wild right now.
I wonder if I should go inside and see if they'll let us promote their need for subhulls.
You can't, don't, not on camera though. The thing is,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. I like messing with people.
I know, right? Like, you got me.
Yeah, take that, Jay.
Yeah, ouch. You know, forklifts. Hey, I want to go back to forklifts for a second. Because I think you said maybe that in the past, things that could get forked on, things change, and now you can't get that forked on anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And I know, you know, if you're a large enough buyer at one facility, you know, there are companies that will just tow everything out on a rollback and put it at a holding facility, right? Because right now, auctions are charging, you know, anywhere from $40 to $50 a day in storage. So, you know, if you're sourcing cars at one location, you're sourcing multiple cars, the rollback transport to a secondary lot will absolutely pay for itself in a quick amount of time. But, you know, you have to have volume at that yard, right? And that's just hard to do when you're buying, you know, kind of what we are. Some cars work and some cars don't. You're not gonna buy cars that don't work to try to fill a load, you know.
And what I know that when I book, if I book anything that's less than whole, I want pictures.
Yeah.
Which I need the lot number, enough. I need the buyer number, maybe the VIN number.
Mm-hmm.
And that, right, you help expedite logistically that for me to get some pictures or information.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Again, we want you informed. We want you to want to get our car, and we don't want any surprises when you get there either. The problem is there are a lot of companies that don't operate like that. You know, they just want to get you there, and then they're going to try to hook it on you. Oh, yeah.
Why don't we
you said it wasn't hurt, you know, and it is.
Why don't we make you the new NOP broker nationwide? You down for that?
We are always expanding our network, Alan. Man, I like this.
That's a great idea. We'll get you a broker's license. It's no big deal. Then we can, you know how to do it. You can teach somebody how to do it, and then we can make it work, and we can all make money and be happy.
Well, yeah. That says, do you have a broker's license?
No, we do not have a broker's license. We only book our own. We can barely keep track of our own cars usually.
Hey, I just gave you the idea. I only want 10%.
We'll put him in touch with Sue.
We'll talk later. It's not a good idea. You're owing me 10%, but
yeah, dude, that won't even pay storage.
That's okay. I'm not greedy.
Yeah, storage is rough, you know. So we'll, you know, say you have 10 cars sitting at the auction at $50 a day. They sit there on a Friday, hang out over the weekend. $200 a car.
Hey, buddy,
could be a couple thousand. A couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, no, storage transport is rough, especially when you're facing the weekend and the holidays and whatnot.
If you volume buy, if you volume buy, and it can get away from you real quick.
Dealer.
Ty's always making new friends. It's amazing. He's amazing at it.
Transport. Almost said you say transport. Transporte. Where are you from? Los Angeles? Almost said you say Los Angeles.
No, he's not from there. He's just wearing an LA shirt. He's on the road.
He's no habla inglés.
Okay.
YouTube. You want to be on YouTube? Car hauler.
Oh, I'm sure he's dying to be on YouTube right now.
Yeah. Auto transport intel.
Yeah, auto transport intel. There you go.
Auto
transport. And he's got a lot number. That guy that just walked by, prediction.
Dealer.
Oh, he was a dealer.
Yeah.
I want you to walk around, and Alan, I want you to tell us what's going
on. Auto transport intel. Dealer.
Nice to meet you.
You know Alan down in Sykeston?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Omaha.
Omaha.
My dealer's from Santa Clara.
Yeah? You do a salvage yard?
Salvage.
A little bit of everything. Do you have a problem getting car haulers to bring the cars to you? Yes, that's actually what Alan has a problem.
Actually, I'm looking for transport to Middle West, California.
Okay. Here, get on the auto transport into YouTube real quick.
He's looking.
Keep talking, guys. We're going to sign him up.
He needs help with transport. He's looking for transporters. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. We know a couple.
Yeah, I think the space as a whole is tight. Is tight already, right? And then it's even tighter for us, right? So that's why we're kind of feeling the pressure. So our only means of remedy is up the price, right? Pay more money, you know, get attention to the loads.
So. Speaking of that, now, and everyone's seeing that, right? Are you seeing that right now as well? Are you paying more than normal?
That's how.
Yes, we use our technology to buy what we
need. That's you.
Oh, okay.
The way that we do, and we've had to completely adjust every
other guys, for
shipping. We don't want any money. We're just trying to connect. Where's your car?
My car is here right now, but I need to
He's watching the show on his phone.
Santa Clara, California.
Right now. That is awesome.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a minute. Hang on 1 second. What's your name?
Can I load
Yeah, no, go back? Ahead. Yeah.
All
right. Screen. So what did you want with this screenshot?
Hey, did you hear that?
Uh-oh.
What did he say?
He needs one from here to Santa Clara, California.
Oh. What's he transporting?
I don't know. He's just getting one right now, but he said he'd come back in a minute.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's got the same problem. He can't find a transporter.
What's it going to take to get it moved from KC to Santa Clara? Now, Santa Clara, that is north of L.A.
Point is that I've only been here for under 30 minutes, and it seems like anybody that has anything to do with this side of the world has a problem. What's the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's just the space is already tight, and then for us, there are so many people that won't haul what we ship that, you know, it's even tighter. So there's basically it's supply and demand, too much supply and too much demand, I guess, actually. Too much demand, and there's not enough trucks out there to haul what we need hauled. So,
well, you know what blows me away is that week after week, Ty is in at these locations, and he's talking to folks, and we know that on Dispatching Live on Thursdays, people are staring at the load boards trying to figure out where to go. And then on Fridays, Ty is at locations, and people are like, yeah, do you know any transporters? It seems like there's a business in just showing up at these locations and handing out business cards. Am I wrong?
No, probably not. I mean, I think the large buyers are just buying, so they're just buying all over the place. You know, they're not ever hitting like one place kind of every single week. So it's hard to coordinate kind of with one company, but I mean, that's why there's load boards out there. I mean, I'm looking at our loads right now, and I mean, out of 75, we have about 75 posted right now. Over half of them, about half are over $1.20 a mile. I mean, that's pretty solid, at least.
Wow.
Last time I checked, I mean, you tell me, is that good money?
Yeah, no, that is pretty good money. And I know we're coming up near the end of our segment here. Again, 74auto.com. Where do I find your loads at?
Super Dispatch. A lot of them are on Super Dispatch, so we've tried to kind of integrate Super Dispatch with our own native platform. So, you know, we use Super and we use Central, but we're really migrating everything towards Super and plan to probably be using it exclusively here shortly. Really pleased with how it kind of works for us. So everything's migrating over now, and you'll probably see it pop on there in the next week or so. And right now you'll probably need to find it on Central, which, guess what, it's really hard to find on there, isn't it? They don't make it friendly to do business. So Super Dispatch is where you're going to want to look, but it's, you know, it's probably gonna be another 10 days till we migrate everything over. We've been working on that for another month. So okay. We've built Super into our kind of our native platform, right? So it'll be pretty robust, and I think it will help us, and it will help carriers kind of integrate with us. So
and tell me more. And so recar.com, what's that? You also have that?
Yeah, we've got 4 stores around the country: Houston, Jeff City, Missouri, Benton, Missouri, Omaha, Nebraska. These are turnkey cars, but they have some type of history. They're discounted. They're great cars, but at some point in time, the paper is bad. So Carfax or maybe a rebuilt title. So just regular cars. No damage on them now, but have had damage at some point.
Right. It's interesting that. So yeah, your sector of automotive, really, that's a lot of cars.
Yeah, I mean, between all our dealerships together, you know, we're moving, you know, 300-400 cars easily a month. Yeah. So a lot of those cars come in, and a lot of those cars leave on a carrier. You know, so it's a lot of cars moving in and out. So we get pretty, we're pretty fine tuned with what's going on with the market, because we get hit pretty quick. We know when that, when it slows up, you know, and we have to start increasing our rates.
Couple in the live chat. Thank you, live chat. Silvermint says Tesla or not forward friendly when slam on the ground.
That's a no. Damaged Teslas are tricky. You know, that for a long time they wouldn't even supply parts to anyone repairing a car that wasn't an authorized service center. So I think they got in a lawsuit about that, and that's corrected. But not super friendly on this side of the fence.
Chris says, hello, everyone. Happy Friday. What's up, Chris? Silvermint, the process is pretty slow at Cole Park. Most times it's a minimum of 1 hour wait.
Yep. He's right. He's not wrong. But they'll set it right on your trailer for you. So, hey, it's give and take, right?
Well, you can say this. You can say, go find a car at an auction. How long does that take?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to be friendly, but I will say, if you have to go walk and find your car at an auction that has cars that run,
yes,
everybody that's done that at least once can sure raise their hand and say, I know I blew an hour on one car.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a good point. It really is. Because you just debunked the myth that you're waiting longer at salvage. Really? Because how long are you walking the physical auction?
Hey, what if you're putting that car on top and you have to move two others? There's an advantage most times to having a car just set on your trailer, right?
How much time do you spend at the residence trying to get in, trying to avoid the trees? Nobody's home.
You're on our,
under the ceramic frog.
Average time of a transport on our yard, probably less than 10 minutes. In and out. Paid, car gone, adios. So that's an hour and 10 minute average. You take the hour to load, but then it's 10 minutes to unload. I'll win that battle against most loads every day.
Nice. Throwing down the gauntlet. Do you pay a lot of COD?
All of them.
All COD?
You get a check. You drop a car, you get a check.
Wow. Dang. And Super Dispatch says, hey, carriers, you'll find 74 autos in op loads on Super very, very soon.
Yep, we're excited about working with Super. It's going to very robust compared to Central. So it'll be good for us, and I think it will help us give explanations on the loads and help facilitate that communication that we were talking about, right? And that's just all we're trying to do, communicate with the carriers on, hey, this one's not so bad, you know, and it's probably paying 20 cents more a mile than the other load, right?
Well, you know, and that's the thing is, now that we have more technology than we used to, then you have the problem of you have to go all these different places to get the information. You got to go to copart.com to get the pictures. You got to go to your mobile app. You got to go here. You got to go there. And yeah, if you can integrate the information, because that's where we are now. And this 2021 is the year of the hybrid. 2022 is going to be the year of integration.
Absolutely. I agree. It's already ramping up.
A lot of good info. You know, I'm sitting here thinking we could keep this conversation going. And here's another one for you, Alan. When you go on and you get the CR report, how does it look once you get it compared to the CR report? I'm thinking about Black Widow.
Exactly.
You're talking about when they haul the car, if it comes in with additional damages, or?
Now, when you buy as a buyer, buying online,
you
only get to look at pictures and a condition report, right?
Right, correct.
So once you do that and you decide you want to buy it online, bought, okay, transport guy, load board, whatever, finally shows up and you get it, how does it look compared to the way you bought it?
They can look different, you know. They can be beat up with a forklift a few more times, right? They can have suspension damage that, you know, maybe was not, that you couldn't quite see, and then when it set down, you know, that A-arm kicked out and the wheel entirely and sideways. So it can definitely happen. You know, we've been doing this for 20 years. I've got several buyers that are very good at their craft. So we minimize that for sure, but definitely it happens, sure. But it is a big boy game, and the auctions do advertise to the public, but better know what you're doing, because you can make a pretty big mistake very fast.
How often do the carriers deliver the car and you see, man, that doesn't look like the way I bought it? Do you ask the carrier, you have pictures of this thing, or how does that
work? Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is the hood's blowing up. You know, we just ask that you tie the hood down. You know, that's usually the problem. The hood blows up, and, you know, hood blowing up can damage the fenders, the windshield, the roof. I mean, it can be a $3,000 or $4,000 claim. So we just ask, tie the hood down, right? Just tie the hood down. It's real simple. So that's what most of them are. Just tie the hood
down. Now, is that just with your little strap and it doesn't rub into the paint and then we got to paint the whole thing?
You better know how to tie the hood down. If not, you can call us and we'll tell you how to do it. Normally the hood latch is still there,
but that's
nine
good.
Times out of ten. So
if you don't
hook onto the latch,
there's, because we say there's never a dumb question. There's somebody right now that's like, I have no idea how to tie the hood.
How many pictures do we see where the guy took the yellow strap, threw it over the hood of the car, and strapped it? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that can't be the right way.
Nightmares are made of that.
Yeah, go ahead and explain it to us. I'm thinking there are a lot of people that don't know how to tie the hood down.
Well, you typically want to tie it down from the mounting point that it latched to, right? So that hook at the front that hit the latch, if you can tie right there and tie something pretty solid, not a, you know, $3 bungee from Dollar General, but, you know, tie an actual strap on there. That's typically where you want to do it. If that is not there, you find some type of piece of metal under the hood. Worst case scenario, you do what you're talking about, but maybe you don't ratchet strap it so tight that you indent the fenders. So, but again, we're a phone call away, or even text. You know, we text a landline, so they can, hey,
hola.
You know,
how much?
What's your text to landline number?
It's on our website. It's,
okay.
Yep, 573-472-2400.
So you get 573-472-2400. Yep. And I have a question from Chris. Hey, question. Wrecked hybrids and battery damage, how do you move them as a regular hauler, or is that a specialty hauler? What are you going to do?
So hybrids with battery damage? I mean, I've never ran into a problem where we couldn't, where we even actually, that kind of entered, that's the first time I've ever actually heard of that.
I like the question. It's kind of futuristic, but that's where we're headed.
I mean, I guess the problem is if you were to get some kind of crazy ground, and that's, I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, I've never.
We got a stumper. Stumper alert. But that's good. It's really good that. Because EV, I tell you, every time I talk about EV now, it's like, what?
You know, in 5 years, you're going to, that's all you're going to be talking about. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Man, this has been really great. I think I'm out of questions. I think we're out of time. Ty, do you have anything you want to add?
I've lost about 6 pounds in sweat.
Wow, look at Ty.
No, I don't have anything to add except thanks, Alan. This has been educational for me, too, because I usually steer clear of these places. So there's a lot going on here.
Well, now
I think if a guy wanted to make some money, man, this could probably be a good opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for opening up my eyes.
I appreciate
my ears. I can hear and see now.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ty. Thanks for having
me. I'm surprised with all that dust. I suppose
we'll do it again.
Or you got to wear a gas mask if you work out there.
No, it's all right.
Oh, it's okay.
Live and love it. Alan, thanks a lot. Jay, thanks a lot.
Yep. We'll see you, Ty.
Thank you, Ty. Right.
You guys need anything, let me know.
We will, man.
Are we letting Alan go or get to keep going? Or what are we doing, Jay?
I don't know. I think we should all just go at the same time and thank the audience, everybody, for, if you tuned in, and actually we're doing pretty well today, if you tuned in and you're joining us, we really do appreciate it. So we just all together, we're going to thank you, Alan, Ty, live chat audience, everybody, thank you all so much. We really appreciate you tuning in to Auto Transport Intel, and let us know how we can help. You know, again, I want to give a shout out. Guess who made this happen?
Super Dispatch, Sophia.
Sophia at Super Dispatch connected me and Alan on LinkedIn, a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
Last week? That's how fast this happens. We're not messing around. You want it? You want to network and show up live on Auto Transport Intel? We can make that happen. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. There she is. Well, there's Super Dispatch is in the live chat. I think Ben is here. I think Sophia is here. So good job, guys. Let's keep it going. Let us know Sounds how good. We can help. Yeah, it's All awesome.
Right. Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.